To Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light the lamps, and delight servants to await the master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Since my birth until today, there are quite a few chances I should have died, and God saved me. In two times, it's a really car accident, crashed seriously, but nothing serious happened. At times I find it's a warning of the Lord for me. First, he said, "I'm not ready to go to see him. So full of sins." So the message is, do your penance as much as possible. Jesus is asking us to be prepared. So if today you are still sitting here, either you are prepared or not prepared. If you were prepared, maybe already you are sitting beside the Lord in heaven. So could be ready or could be not yet very ready, right? Who say you're ready to go to heaven? We dare not say. But Jesus expects us always ready. How can we prepare? It's difficult because of so many things around you. God, at times, may be not the first place for you to choose. You won't say that
But in reality, we don't yet choose God in the first place. If you choose God in the first place, the first sign is you are loving God in this moment. If your mind is still wandering everywhere, so I'm sure you're not doing God's will. You're not loving enough. Very simple to follow God. Just do His holy will in every present moment. Stop. Live in His holy will in every present moment. That we can say we are prepared. So if this moment you live in His love, you are already in heaven. If you are not living in His will this moment, you are outside. How can you discern whether you live this present moment in His will, in His holy will? This holy will, for time being, God, for me, I have to stand here to share. You sit and listen to me, not to your earphone, not to the radio, not to your mind. I'm not saying I'm important, but I'm saying this moment, since it's a moment of harmony, speak, listen, take and give. This is mine. This is the time of living the Blessed Trinity as if I'm the Father, you're the Son. The Father is always living for the Son, nothing else but for the Son. The Son living nothing else but for the Father. This unity is the core of our sanctity. Simple but difficult. You need lots of humility. When you see me, you say, well, Father, look, what else He can give me? So I have so many fathers, so beautiful harmony back in the Philippines or back in other way, other churches, but this one. So you close the door, you close the door. Then this moment, you are not humble enough. This moment, you are not loving enough because you don't do what you should do. God just asks you this moment to love this moment. The next moment is different. This moment, next moment you might share with your friends, walk in the supermarket, another moment. What we need to do is moment by moment living in His will. So this moment, when I speak, you listen wholeheartedly, that's the moment we experience the descent of the Holy Spirit. Because why? Because Jesus promised, with two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is the time you live in silence, complete silence, so that the word of God through me, you can take in something. But I'm not God. Jesus knows what you need. I don't know. But you have a open heart. Jesus will lock at your door. Many times, when you're humble enough, open your heart enough,
Jesus is there.
That's our experience. That's the calling of Jesus. Be ready. Not only ready to die, but ready to live in His holy will. Love. Love means die of yourself so that you have the space for others. This moment you have to die for me. Next moment, when you are two or three, another group, you have to die of yourself so you leave the space for other person can enter into you. That's love. Die of yourself that the Holy Spirit can work through you. That's exactly the same experience of Jesus. All His life is always open to God the Father. Whatever He wants, yes. Even on the cross, He died. Not only physically, but even spiritually. He died even the loss of His Father. He cried out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? This is an experience of hell. Jesus detached Himself from everything. He shed all the sins of humanity so that He can offer to God the Father in love. He transformed all this pain for the sake of others. That the Holy Spirit comes in through true love. So whenever you really love, despite all the difficulties, there is always the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's where your peace comes in. Many times you don't experience peace because you don't love, simply speaking. The way Jesus wants you to love, the way Jesus loved, die of yourself. That's what St. Paul says, that I, every day, take over, take away my old self and clothe the new self. That's Jesus. You be another Jesus. That's the new life. No matter what you do, whatever you do, wherever you go, be another Jesus. Just let Jesus work. You just be a simple instrument. Many things you can't do much. You can change many things. Just don't worry, it's not your task. Your only task, you just to be love. And that's simple. So, thank you for living this moment of mutual love. And I'm sure Jesus is present here. Jesus is in your heart. This is an experience, a true experience of the presence of the Lord. This is the church. Just adding one thing, with the Blessed Sacrament in you, it's more tangible that you know more than you live, but Jesus lives in you, except in the word of St. Paul telling the people. So that experience at least this hour, that Jesus be the center of our life, that love be the center of our life. Nothing else but love.